Uncle Albin had French playing cards with these pictures of men in their socks and their willies all stiff, watching girls with no clothes on cavorting about. Well, I found them, of course, one day snooping around. Uncle Albin, he tells me that they was his cure for the midnight blues. You can be sure that a ranch girl knows the facts of life, though not what to feel about the facts of life. She's told when she gets married, as every woman should, that once a woman's married, it's all right to feel good. Well, I'm married and grandma's not supposed to feel good. Hell, I got married so someone would be in my bed when the blues came along. Had to teach them to take them away. Had to teach them, that's right, and what for? So that he can go off, take his money and find someone else he can play with when he needs a cure for his midnight blues, which I'll endure. Cause this grandma might go out some night and find her a cowboy young and tall and tight, who'll make this old girl quiver and help me to forget my wrinkles and my liver. But afterwards, you bet I'm going home to that man. I didn't mean to choose, but he was somehow the only man who's gonna cure my midnight blues.
Blossoming at 40, blossoming at 60, blossoming at 80, that's how I wanted to live. The very things about him that I love are now the very things I hate. The smell of power that he carries with him still can awe and fascinate. But all that power can be hard and cruel. I've learned the danger it can be. And though that power still can make me melt, it's hurting him and harming me. Change, which he won't. Makes me wish I could leave, but I don't. We live in a silence that no one's seen. Host and his hostess and king and queen. And at the end of our busy days, somehow we manage devising ways to choose different hours to go to bed, so we don't have to talk, so that nothing is said at all. And after midnight, if we do make love, a hand will wake you just enough, just enough.